Today, I'm going to talk about big food. This is an issue near and dear to me because when I was growing up, I was fed an awful lot of crap. Nestle's Quick, not really Kraft Dinner, a lot of Campbell's Soup. Man, talk about sodium-laden garbage. Oh, gee, every week was pretty much the same thing. One night was pork chops, another night was spaghetti, another night was these horribly thick, burned on both sides, unround hamburgers. Why they call it hamburger when it's really its beef burger? I've never understood that either. It was an awful lot of that stuff. We had this meat substitute in a plastic tube called Braunschweiger and mayonnaise. Lettuce was head lettuce, aka iceberg lettuce, aka absolute garbage, horrible for your digestive tract, and of zero nutritional value. Bread was always white. Not wonder, because that cost a lot more. It was always a local store brand kind of white bread. My snacks, if I was a really good boy, were Pop-Tarts or instant pudding, sometimes Jell-O. Dessert was a day-old or two-day-old pie, and that was once in a while. Once my father started making a bit more money, we were able to get KFC on Friday nights. He grabbed the best pieces for himself because he earned the money to buy it, and the rest was left for us, which is fine. I'm not saying I had a bad childhood. There's lots of people had a lot worse. My point is that we didn't eat right. We ate all kinds of crap. Oh, Cheese Whiz. What the hell is that stuff? I eat very well now. Grow our own vegetables organically, of course, and organic means carbon-based, really. So we use it without pesticides or sprays, and nutritionally valuable foods. Flesh I get from Mennonite farmers because they don't use steroids or growth-inducing hormones or drugs, antibiotics. None of that stuff goes in their flesh. Occasionally buy it from places like New Zealand. I can get New Zealand flesh or New Zealand grown flesh in one of the local grocery stores, that kind of stuff. Why do I go to all this trouble? Well, for several reasons. You really are what you eat. Actually, more accurately, you are what you digest. And if you digest garbage, then that's how your body's going to end up. In addition to having horrible smelling perspiration and other things like that, your brain isn't going to work properly. You need nutrients for your brain to work. Now, just eating good food isn't going to be enough. You also need supplements. And there's a whole other thing about the supplement industry we can have to get to in another podcast. For now, I'll tell you that most of the supplements you see in your average supplement store, especially in your drug stores, are full of fillers. They have very little value to them. You need to get what's called practitioner grade supplements that only practitioners can buy. In the meantime, let's go back to food. Most of your grocery store shelf area and square footage is devoted to processed, packaged crap. For whatever reason, the food industry has decided that sugar has to go into everything. Now, never has there been a mind-altering substance. And actually, it is a drug. Some of us, it affects horribly. In addition to, you know, all the acne problems that teenagers have, and some of us have well into our later stages of life, sugar contributes to behavioral issues and mood modification, such as, well, road rage, for example. That's a good one. If you look at people who cause road rage, a lot of them have just finished drinking a coffee, which is caffeine, that's a drug, and it's full of sugar, which is another drug. Sugar speeds things up. It makes you go fast, makes you feel good, just like cocaine, for example. And the crash from sugar is equally as bad. The only difference is that sugar is sold legally with permission from the government being a bunch of bureaucrats, really don't have a clue what they're talking about. And they take bribes from the food industry, or they believe what the food industry tells it. For example, these days, journalists, most of whom are in their early 20s and naive and don't know a lot, and they go into journalism thinking they're going to win Pulitzer Prizes or whatever. They end up writing for the local newspaper or the local radio station, local television station, talking about Mrs. Jones and her pies, or they do the local fires, local car crashes, drownings and body discoveries and all that kind of horrible stuff. These folks are fed information via press releases from communications professionals. They used to be called PR, or public relations reps. Now they're called communications professionals. If these journalists don't get out and ask the questions and shut the hell up when it's time for the person they're asking a question to talk, most of them are just busy waiting for their chance to talk, so they don't pay any attention, then if they don't ask the questions and listen to the answers, they'll eventually get a very skewed picture, and their worldview will become that of the people who send them the press releases. And they'll be brainwashed. This is what's happened, for example, to the bureaucrats who work at the Orwellian named Health Canada, because they believe everything that the pharmaceutical companies tell them and the food companies. And so when a pharmaceutical company says, oh, this natural ingredient is bad, you should ban it, then they ban it. There's nothing that goes through parliament. There's nothing that happens or any of that kind of stuff. It just gets banned by the bureaucrats. How they pull this off, I don't know. That's for some parliamentarian or some person to go through. Perhaps I'll investigate that someday. We'll see. In the meantime, what I'm talking about with the food is that it's full of crap. If you look at the average ingredients on a food label, sugar's in there. It may not say sugar directly. It may say high fructose corn syrup. It may say natural flavors. It may say agave syrup, which is sugar. It may say honey, which is sugar. It may say maple syrup, which is sugar. Oh, that whole thing. For a bit of a tangent, if I can segue into that, maple syrup, unless it comes from the tree and is 100%, it's crap. That garbage they call an Aunt Jemima and stuff, that's just brown dyed sugar water. That's not maple syrup. It's crap. Don't eat that stuff. Get the 100% Canadian or the 100% Vermont or from wherever it is. Some of the folks in Quebec make some really good maple syrup. And in Ontario also. Get the 100% pure maple syrup. There are three grades. There's the dark brown, which is the best because it has the most nutrients. And if you do any baking, that's the stuff you want. The next is the amber, and then the next is the gold. It's even more refined. It's tastier. However, unless you like the, you know, gamey flesh and things like that, chicken thighs instead of chicken breasts, you might want the amber or the gold syrup. As far as chickens go, we know that you want free range. Why? Because chickens wander around the yard free range and they eat bugs and stuff. And that might be disgusting to you. You're eating something to eat bugs and then you're going to turn around and eat lobster, which is the reason lobsters are weighed when you buy them, is because they eat their insides. They only eat excrement and other garbage. They're a scavenger. So when you see a great big lobster, it may weigh absolutely nothing inside because it's lived in a tank with its pincers rubber banded together. Shrimp are the same thing, the same kind of thing. They eat the excrement. They're basically flies of the sea, and they eat excrement that floats around, and that's why you might think they're so tasty. It's also why I don't ever touch them. It's up to you, your point of view. Now, when you eat something like chicken, you want free range. Why do you want free range? Is it because the chicken gets to run around and exercise its muscles? Well, partially. That's not entirely all of it. Chickens that get to run around get to eat bugs. They get to pick other stuff. And while you may think that's disgusting, it's actually better flesh, as opposed to the concentration camp chickens, which spend their lives in little tiny cages, sometimes having their beaks plucked out so that they don't fight each other because they go insane. I mean, imagine if you were kept... All right, so if you're listening to this, you're probably not the kind of person who is a sheep or a cow. You're probably a humanoid as opposed to a human. And we can talk about that another time. The chickens, well, probably not the most intelligent of creatures, eventually go nuts when they're inside these little tiny cages. And they're pumped full of drugs and whatever, who knows. It's all in the feed. I'm going to have a lot of people in my area disliking this if they hear this, however, because they're going to say, oh no, we're not allowed to drug the chickens. Yeah, well, what's in the feed you're feeding them? Anyways, when you eat the processed food, which is full of junk, I mean, really, I should get a label. Hang on, you know what? I'm going to go get a label. Well, sorry about that, because there's nothing crappy in this place for me to get a label and read you a bunch of junk. I'd have to go to the grocery store and read it. Next time you go to the grocery store, just walk into any of the center aisles, grab a package, and start reading the label. I recommend you do this for everything. You don't know what you're going to find. Things that give out headaches, like, say, monosodium glutamate, aka MSG, that hides as natural flavors in some packaging. Why is this? It's because the big food companies have paid your political representative to pass laws that prohibit the naming of what's inside things. For example, GMO, genetically modified organisms. There are tomatoes that have scorpion DNA in them. They're bred that way to resist pests and insects that eat them. It makes the yields higher. It makes the farmer more money. It feeds more people in the world tomatoes. However, who knows? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, we're eating. We're eating scorpion DNA. What kind of long-term effect is that going to have on us? We've no idea. And yet in North America, it's legal for these food manufacturers to sell it unlabeled. I'm told in Europe they have to label GMO foods, and of course they don't sell anywhere near as well. Of course not. Who wants to be eating scorpion, or who knows what is in there? Another thing we have issue with in the food industry is the killing of the bees. All these bees are dying off. Why? Well, initially they thought, well, it might be cell phone towers. No, it's turned out to be pesticides. Now, I like a nice, clean driveway and pathway as much as anyone else, and it bothers me that I'm not allowed to use Roundup, legally anyways, on my pathway clearing the weeds. Nevertheless, when people are spraying Roundup all over the place, the bees die off. Without bees pollinating, crops don't grow. Now, that won't matter to the genetically modified folks, because they're going to figure out how to make hermaphrodite plants that'll propagate themselves. The rest of us, though, what are we going to do without the bees? And where are we going to get all that great honey? Yes, it's sugar. However, every once in a while, you can have a little bit of honey, just like you'd have a little bit of good dark brown maple syrup. So what else about the food industry don't we like and you should worry about? I hate that word, should. That implies that I know something better than you, and only you know what's best for you. It's mostly the crap they put in it. There's no reason to put sugar in everything. For example, cereal. Why does there have to be sugar in Raisin Bran? There's already raisins in there. That's dried grapes. That's tons of sugar. We don't need sugar in there. There's sugar in every cereal. It's impossible to find a cereal without sugar in it. Why? Well, because they want you addicted to sugar. That's a huge industry. They want you addicted to the rush. They want you angry and miserable when you're coming down from the rush so that you go buy more sugar. It's no different from somebody selling cocaine or heroin or methamphetamines or any of the other heavy drugs. Booze, if you like. Booze is a sugar. People who self-medicate with booze really need help. And I don't mean help with the 12 steps help, although that might be a possibility. I mean, they need to get their heads around what they're eating that's causing these mood issues and why they're self-medicating with booze. Lots of people self-medicate with marijuana too, which is, again, another one of those things. Actually, that's another podcast topic, marijuana, because it has some wonderful health benefits as far as pain goes that are being denied, because especially in America where, well, America has an awful lot of growing up to do when it comes to drugs. A lot of growing up to do. Still very, very childish. Anyways, I've been yakking for a long time on this food issue. We can revisit it again, maybe get into some specific diets and stuff. In the meantime, this is Sir Henry Curtis. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.